So without further ado, it is my great honour, Minister, to offer you the Bolton Foilshire, and ladies and gentlemen, Minister Heather Humphreys.
Constable General, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say it's a pleasure to be here with you in New York to launch Culture Ireland's excellent US programme for the year ahead and to showcase Creative Ireland, the Irish government's ambitious five-year arts and culture initiative, which will place culture and creativity at the heart of public policy. The Taoiseach has asked me to pass on his best wishes, and I'm delighted that his Secretary General Martin Fraser and Miriam Dollard are here with me in New York. Their presence here reflects the whole of government approach we are taking to Creative Ireland. This time last year, we were embarking on a year of centenary celebrations in Ireland and overseas to remember and reflect on the tumultuous events of 1916, which ultimately led to the foundation of the state. When we set about planning the Ireland 2016 centenary programme, we could never have imagined, or indeed hoped for, the extent to which it would be embraced by the Irish people at home and abroad. What started as a list of official ceremonies grew into a catalogue of more than 3,500 local community events across Ireland and another 1,000 events internationally, including, of course, here in New York. Irish people became engaged in active citizenship, creating imaginative cultural experiences that spoke to our values and shared identity, and not just to the specific events of 100 years ago. We wanted to create a centenary year in which everyone could participate, and that's how it turned out. We believed that 2016 should be a year for children, for creativity, for theatre, dance and visual arts, and indeed children were the heart and soul of the year. It was also a year when the power of community was to the fore. The result was creative citizenship, engagement in unprecedented levels of cultural activity, making a profound statement about our identity and our values as a nation. As the year progressed, it was becoming increasingly clear that we needed to seize on this huge level of public engagement, that we couldn't let this opportunity pass. The centenary celebrations reminded us of all of the transformative power of our unique culture, something that was understood so well by the revolutionary generation. We saw that there could be a legacy programme for the centenary that would be rooted in culture and creativity. So we started by taking the same approach that we had taken to planning the centenary in the first place. We talked to people, we consulted. We asked ourselves and all the key stakeholders involved in the commemorations what had worked well and how could we build on it for the future. What kind of practical but inspirational legacy could we leave for future generations? Our response is Creative Ireland, a bold and ambitious all-of-government initiative to mainstream culture and creativity in the life of the nation, so that individually and collectively we can realise our full creative potential and then use that creative potential to foster collective well-being and social cohesion. In my view, it is the most significant government action for arts and culture in Ireland in a generation. Creative Ireland is about placing culture at the centre of our lives, for the betterment of our people and for the strengthening of our society. At the heart of Creative Ireland is participation, an approach that says it isn't enough to provide additional supports for the arts and artists. We must devise and implement strategies to radically increase public participation in creative cultural activity. It's about building bridges between culture and creativity, between artists and communities, for the benefit of our entire society. With Creative Ireland, the Irish government is telling everyone, policymakers, arts practitioners, our citizens, our diaspora, and our friends everywhere, that we believe in the value of creativity for people and for society. The arts and culture function as a robust social infrastructure and as a key underpinning of individual well-being. And the arts are of intrinsic value to individuals and to society. And participation in arts and culture is instrumental in developing individual and collective creativity. And that this all has enormous implications for our society and our economy. Through Creative Ireland, we want to build on the huge level of collaboration we have experienced throughout the centenary year, between central and local government, across embassies and consulates, between universities and state agencies, between creative artists and industry. We want to create an ecosystem of creativity for the benefit of our citizens, our country, our society. The Creative Ireland plan is built around five pillars, and the first pillar is all about children, which of course is the right place to start, because let's face it, if we get it right with the children, we're off to a pretty good start. It's called Enabling the Creative Potential of Every Child. We will develop a creative schools programme to embed arts in education in an unprecedented way. Our ambition is that by 2022, every child in Ireland will have access to tuition and participation in art, music, drama and coding. Pillar two, enabling creativity in every community. It's about bringing the creative power of culture to every corner of Ireland. There will be a culture team in every county nationwide who will develop a culture and creativity plan. We will establish an annual County of Culture Award, and a new cultural day will be held on Easter Monday each year. Pillar three focuses on investing in our creative and cultural infrastructure. The Irish government is committed to investing in our cultural institutions, not just in terms of their buildings, but also in their collections and their digitisation, making our cultural heritage accessible to everyone. Pillar four focuses on making Ireland a centre of excellence for media production. It is appropriate that I'm here in New York and talking about the Irish film sector, when one of the biggest Irish movies of last year was none other than Brooklyn, which saw the work of one of our great contemporary literary artists become a visually stunning piece of film. But we believe that Ireland has the creative talent, the storytelling and the literary traditions, and the right taxation structures to grow our audiovisual sector significantly in the years ahead. And we will now take new initiatives to drive this sector. That brings me to Pillar 5. Which was the outward-looking piece of Creative Ireland. It's about presenting a coherent representation of Ireland to the world as a creative people, telling the world that Ireland is the place to come if you want to great things to happen, whether as a student, an investor, or a visitor. This pillar is called Unifying Our Global Reputation. As you know very well here in New York, Culture Ireland, our embassies, consulates and agencies do tremendous work to present Ireland to overseas audiences. But now we want to combine all of their efforts to ensure that we capture the overarching narrative of our unique creativity and cultural heritage. Ireland.ie will be developed as a new digital platform that will be the first encounter with that narrative for anyone who wants to know about Ireland. We will host a creativity forum and conference later this year as part of our efforts to ensure that we're all aware of best national and international thinking on all of these matters. I was joined by the Taoiseach and the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, in the newly restored wings of the National Gallery in Dublin in early December to launch the Creative Ireland programme. The response in that month that has followed has been quite dramatic. There has been a groundswell of excitement and enthusiasm, a real sense that if we pull together and do this right, that we can achieve something really important. Important for the arts and important for Ireland. Creative Ireland is bold and ambitious, but I also believe it is achievable. We have set ourselves some challenging targets for 2017, but work is already underway on achieving our goals. As Minister for Arts in the Irish Government, it is very important to me that we present this initiative to the international Irish community. And I could not think of a more appropriate location than New York. When I think of Irish culture and creativity overseas, I think of New York. There's an Irish footprint on every block in this city. Irish culture permeates Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, and beyond. Over the last few days, it has been a privilege and a real pleasure to visit the Irish Rep, and I'm returning tonight to see Finian's Rainbow, which I know has been the subject of some rave reviews. I visited the Irish Arts Centre last night, and I'm delighted the arts community here are so invigorated by the plans to start construction on the new centre this year. Your wonderful vision will soon become a reality. My trip started with a real high point on Wednesday night when I visited the beautiful Brooklyn Academy of Music to see Druid's production of The Beauty Queen of Lennon, Irish theatre at its best, a show not to be missed. The Irish government is hugely appreciative of all that the Irish community does here to keep our culture and our sense of identity thriving. And for that, I say thank you to everybody in this room. I also want to say a very big thank you to the Consul General, Barbara Jones, and all her staff in the embassy. Barbara's commitment to arts and culture is second to none, and you are very fortunate to have her here in New York working with you. The consulate did wonderful work in organising so many successful 2016 commemorative events. So Barbara, I just want to say thank you. Your service is hugely appreciated. Today also marks the official launch of Culture Ireland's US programme for 2017. It's very diverse and involves support for many of Ireland's finest artists to tour in the US. I won't list out all of the highlights here because there are many, but to name just a few. Wee Banjo 3, The Gloaming, Dervish and The Outside Track will all be on tour. Up to a dozen Irish music acts will be featured at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas in March. Irish visual artists will exhibit across the US from New York, Portland to LA. Award-winning theatre company Fishamble will present as part of the first Irish festival in September, which has become an increasingly important event in the calendar for Irish theatre in New York. And Enda Walsh's Rooms, a wonderful theatrical installation, will also have its American premiere here in New York when it is presented by the Irish Arts Centre in partnership with St Anne's Warehouse. So, there's much to look forward to in the year, and indeed in the years ahead. I hope you all manage to take in many of the Culture Ireland supported events here in New York in the coming months, and I hope you will join us as we develop the breadth and ambition of Creative Ireland for the benefit of Irish arts and culture at home and abroad. Creative Ireland is a really ambitious programme. I want to issue an open invitation to all of you to come and be part of this exciting journey for Milamag.